Today on Real Radio.
Is the kingdom of God near? Listen, it's the kingdom of God we're talking about. Jesus says this, verse 26. It's a kingdom, mark it, of righteousness. Only the Christian longs for righteousness.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days are free. Praise. My heart is in your hands. Let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his verse-by-verse through the New Testament narrative written by Luke. We're looking at a section in chapter 17 wherein the Messiah reveals yet a little more about his kingdom, which is not of this world, and what it will be like before his second coming. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a presentation called Is the Kingdom of God Near?
I was speaking up Central California yesterday, and I asked these guys, don't you feel like you're not of this world anymore? And you should have seen all these men from 16 years old to 80 years old. Yep, don't feel like I belong here anymore. I don't feel like I belong here anymore. Turn on the TV, you read stuff. What is this? Is this world not gone nuts? Don't you just want to say, you can have this place. I mean, I know I can't act like that, you know? I got to be a pastor and all that kind of stuff. Be a Christian. But it's kind of like, you want to do this? You want this? Is this what you want? You can have it and watch where it goes. But, you know, I can't do that. Jesus said that we're not of this world. And I love that. It's incredible. Point number two this morning, is the kingdom of God near? That's the question. Is it near? Verses 22 to 25. It's the kingdom that's coming. Friends, listen, it's the kingdom that's coming. His kingdom is coming. We pray, thy kingdom come. His kingdom's coming. Verse 22, this way, it's a kingdom longed for. Oh, every believer in here knows that. We long for it to come. Then he said to his disciples, the days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man. Jesus is saying, the day's going to come when you wish I were here again. You're going to look over the future, in the future in your life, you're going to look back from those days that are ahead of you. You're going to look back to these times and you're going to say, man, I wish Jesus was back. He says, guess what? You're not going to see it. Verse 23, and they will say to you, there's going to be people lying to you. What's the lie that they're going to say? Hey, look over there. There's the answer. Look over here. There's the answer. He says, do not go after them or follow them. The kingdom, Jesus said, is a kingdom that's coming. Basically, he's saying, hey, Christians, there's going to come a time when this world's coming apart at the seams, and you're going to wish that I were here. And you and I can all say amen to that. By the way, do you want to know something? Do you want to know the last prayer recorded in the Bible? This is awesome, and you should mark it down. You want to be biblical? You want to love Bible prophecy? Here's the reason why. Bible prophecy announces to us the last prayer found in the Bible. It's Revelation 22, 20. And this should be all of our prayers. This should be right there. Revelation 22, 20. He who testifies to these things says, quote, surely I am coming quickly, close quote. Then John says, the author of the book of Revelation, amen, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Last prayer of the Bible. What is it? I need more money. No. Last prayer of the Bible. God, fix my retirement. Nope, ain't going to happen. Last prayer of the Bible. Come, Lord Jesus. The Bible says in Luke 21, 28, now when these things begin to happen, when you look around the world and you see the world becoming unhinged, look up. Lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. The kingdom of God is near, Jesus says. Also this, it's a kingdom that will be obvious. In the second coming, church, do I have your attention? I need your undivided attention on this. This portion of scripture, Jesus is not even next week's message, in part two, he is not talking about the rapture. He's talking about the second coming. And when the second coming happens, when Christ returns and his foot touches this earth, in the rapture, his foot does not touch this earth. And the second coming, his toe hits the Mount of Olives, the Bible says. In the Old Testament, it says that when his foot hits the Mount of Olives, there's going to be an earthquake and it's going to split open. That is awesome. I like earthquakes as long as nobody gets hurt. You know? So, Pastor, don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. Aren't we due for one? I mean, I know we just had one 4 months ago, but it was a little wimpy thing. It was a big one. Flew over the San Andreas Fault yesterday. You can see it, you know, from the air. You can see it. You can look at it. And there's houses on it. Where do you want to build your house, honey? Right on the fault. And then if that, look, that's one thing. But you know our aqueduct that we need to live, the water? Guess what our state did? Where are we going to build that thing? We got to get water from Northern California to Southern California. I got an idea. Let's not just cross over you got to cross over it to get the water. You got to cross over the San Andreas Fault. Oh, no. Let's just run it right down alongside it for miles so that when the big one hits, we ain't got no water. It's absolutely spectacular. I mean, you got to go to school to think like that. The kingdom's coming, and Jesus said it's going to be obvious. Revelation 1:7, behold, he says, look, open your eyes concerning the second coming. He's coming with clouds, and every eye will see him. By the way, you know what's in the mindset? It's not said clearly, but the intent means in the Greek, when every eye will see him. You say, well, what is that? You mean every eye when he comes back, those eyes? Yes, it means that. Of course it means that. But it hints that every eye that has ever been will see his coming somehow. Will people in hell have a flat screen, plasma screen, LCD? Here he comes. There he comes. Heaven will observe it. Will those long dead observe it? Possibly, but we know this. Every person on earth in the second coming, every person on earth will see the Lord's return, even those who pierced him. See how that, look at that verse. Don't look at me. Look at your Bible. Revelation 1:7. Behold, he is coming with clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn. That's a bad word. They will weep because of his coming. The second coming is absolutely terrifying. The rapture is glorious. The second coming is terrifying. Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, that 7-year period of time, the sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven. That'll freak you out. And the powers of the heavens will be shaken. The sky will vibrate. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the atmosphere. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. People will begin going, just realizing they made a big mistake. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven and with great power and great glory. Great glory. I'm sure Greg Laurie's going to be there with them. But great glory, myself, you, and Greg Laurie. He's coming. It's going to be obvious. The rapture is something that's not obvious. The second coming is obvious. Jesus is speaking about the kingdom coming. It's coming near you now. Every time you listen to the Bible, every time you open up the Bible, God is speaking to you. Every moment of your life, God is speaking. The kingdom is near you. Have you taken it into your life? Do you have a king enthroned in your life? Then ultimately, the kingdom will come. Oh, and he's going to establish it on earth. The Bible says, for what the Greek word is, millennia, will be for 1,000 years. Also this, it's a kingdom that must be purchased. Jesus said, but first he must, mark it, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. The kingdom is coming. Yes, it is near you now, but first things first, I must die on the cross for the sins of the world. You guys, it would have been disastrous for Jesus to establish his kingdom in Jerusalem without going to the cross. Because we would have had a really great government in the earth, and then when we died, we all would have gone to hell. No government can keep you out of hell. Even when the Antichrist comes, he ain't going to be able to bring it down. There is no earthly kingdom that can fulfill your need. Because even if you lived in the most wonderful place on the planet, what should it profit a man, Jesus said, if you gain the whole world? Imagine. And lose your own soul. You must have a kingdom, the kingdom in you. But Pastor Jack, I'm an American, of course. All Americans are Christians. Thank God that myth now is, don't you think it's completely, totally over? People who actually even thought that in the first place were interesting people. But to think, I'm an American, of course I'm a Christian. I was born in America. Oh boy. The kingdom must be purchased. John 1:10 says this. John chapter 1, verse 10 says, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came unto his own, that's the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, but his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, to those who believe on his name. That could be you if you open up your heart to the kingdom of God. It was purchased. Third and final point. We're going to go quick. I got 3 minutes. It's the kingdom of God. Is the kingdom of God near? Listen, it's the kingdom of God we're talking about. Jesus says this, verse 26. It's a kingdom, mark it, of righteousness. Only the Christian longs for righteousness. Have you been to court lately? You don't need attorneys? Are you battling something legally? God help you. I think only God can help us. Our system's broke, corrupt, it's overrated. Believe me, you are absolutely guilty until you have enough money to prove your innocence. And that's a fact. And don't think for a moment that the law is on your side because you're innocent. Because there's some people that will twist the law and have you condemned. Righteousness is coming with the kingdom of God. Verse 26, and as it was in the days of Noah. Example? No righteousness. So it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives. All common stuff, normal things. They were given in marriage. People got married until, note it, the day. You know what it means? They didn't believe. How long did it take Noah to build the boat? How long? 120 years. They're like, what is that? It's an ark. For what? A flood's coming. Oh, what a weirdo. Crazy Noah. And they bought, they sold, they got married, they planted, they did all the stuff. They did. Hey, have you seen that? Have you seen that guy down at the end of the street in his driveway? He's building this huge boat. What a funny guy. And they make fun of Noah. He preached the gospel, the Bible says, for 120 years. And they're laughing at him. And the Bible says, by the way, the Lord watered the earth from the ground up. You know it's called dew? He watered the earth. It had not rained prior to the flood. Hey, Noah, what a weirdo. Come on, everybody. It's, you know, it's maybe it was a Saturday. They had the day off. Let's go down to the end of the street and make fun of that Noah guy. They're all laughing. All these animals start walking into the boat. Well, that's kind of weird. Don't you think that's weird? Well, we're not going to miss two of every kind. Who cares about that? They all go in there. Birds are flying in there. And all of a sudden, listen, a few days before it started to rain, supernaturally, the door began to close. The door, God, the Bible says God shut the door. Can you imagine that? Hey, Fred, did you see that? Anyway, they went about buying and selling, living, doing Laker games, going to the duck thing, you know, going to all the stuff they did, farming. And then clouds began to form. The door's already closed. It started to rain. What is that? What's rain? It starts to pour. And they were swept away. Can you imagine people clawing on the ark trying to get into that door when the floods began to come? You said, Jack, I don't like this message. I didn't write the book. God says there's going to come a day. Jesus is speaking about it right here, right now. You know what? There's going to be a day when the game is over. Because his kingdom is a righteous kingdom. In Genesis 6, verse 5, the Bible says, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that the that every intent of his thoughts and of his heart was evil continually. Translation, Jerry Springer program. Translation, soap operas. Translation, basically radio, TV, people everywhere, unbelievably sickening, dirty all the time, filthy. God said, you know, I've had enough. Their hearts and their minds think nasty all the time. Genesis 6:11 goes on to say, and the earth was also corrupt before God, and the video, look at the video. This is just last week in Los Angeles. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was so corrupt that all flesh had corrupted their way. Any scientists, researchers, go look what that means. Flesh had become corrupt, polluted within itself. And God said to Noah, the end of all things is near, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy the earth. You guys, we're going to go really quick because I need to finish this off. I know you hear the bells. When Jesus Christ returns, my friend, it's going to be a radical time. Jesus warns about it. He said it's going to be a violent time. Can you just look to the screens? You guys, we'll pick up the pace. Check. We have 7 slides we want to show you right here. Just look at this very quickly. By the way, note the date. The first ones up front are all on the same day, a couple of days ago. Blast kills 1, wounds 28 in Thailand. Violence breaking out in a tremendous way. Next slide, go. Thai police brace for violence at Sunday rally. That's today. Keep going. Top official meets rioters as China seeks stability. People are rioting. People are going, the world's coming unhinged. Next slide. Racist violence flares in Central and Eastern Europe. A lot of the stuff we're not aware of. BBC News, you can see it better than I can. Riots in Paris, this is last year. Riots in Paris, suburbs replayed. Next. Suspected anarchist burns cars outside Athens police station. Anarchy's rising in the world. Law enforcement is documenting the rise of anarchy in the world. Next. This is nothing new to us. I think this is a European photo, but it looked like Los Angeles last week. Seriously, not kidding. Acts 17:31 says that God will come back. Jesus is coming back to judge the world in righteousness. It's the kingdom of God. It's a kingdom of holiness, my friend. You can't be a Christian and live an unholy life. You can't raise your arms in here on Sunday morning and praise the Lord and then draw your line of cocaine and live on external things for your peace and comfort the rest of the week. You're unholy. You're playing a game. It's not real. You can't do that. You can't be, the Bible says, you are holy because I am holy, God says, so be holy. And you can't be a Christian pornographer. You can't be a Christian pedophile. You can't be a Christian bank robber. He's coming back, and he's coming back in holiness. Likewise, look at verse 28. Likewise, as it was in the days of Lot. In the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold. What do they say? They did what they always did. Look at verse 29. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, as soon as you hear the word Sodom, what do you think about? I know. Today. This guy says today. Yeah. And it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Take note. They were indifferent. In fact, it's interesting. It doesn't even mention why God brought the judgment upon them in Genesis there in Scripture. But the Bible says in Genesis chapter 19 that when Abraham's nephew Lot was living in the city of Sodom, that the homosexual violence was so bad, God says, that's it, I'm going to judge it. In Genesis 19:5, the Bible says, and the men of that city of Sodom, they came to Lot and they said to him, where are the men that came into your house that night? Bring them out, we want to rape them. We cannot say that God is not going to warn us about the days and the age in which we live in. These are not gay Muslim jihadists with the pink things around there. This is an actual group that is nationwide. And notice this. It's a homosexual anarchist group that attacked the church last Sunday. While we were here, they attacked the church in Michigan. And I'm curious, how many of you saw this on normal, what I say, normal network TV? Raise your hand. Come on. That's it? See, this was on some cable networks, but it was all over the World Wide Web. Why wasn't it reported? You guys, they went into the church, they disrupted the service in a radical way. And this happened in churches all across the United States last Sunday. You didn't know that? Interesting. Next slide. Near riot as angry Castro residents confront gay converting Christians. Did you see that last Friday night? Did you see what happened to the Christians in the Castro district up by San Francisco last Friday night? How many of you saw it? Raise your hand. Look around. 7, 10 of you saw it? Bibles were yanked out of Christians' hands, and some Christians were hit with their Bibles, pushed to the ground. The police had to come in and rescue the Christians out of an angry mob of violent homosexuals. Look at you. 10 of you saw it. Frank Pastore dedicated his program to it. Next slide. Doesn't that guy look like John Travolta on the left with blonde hair? That's actually Satan. I didn't know that. But this is Satan and Jesus. They're gay brothers. They're gay brothers, and it says there that Jesus was a homo at the top. Can you see that? This is all over the news. This is all over the place. Next slide. Sparks fly as gay activist mob swarms Christian. Jesus said, I'm going to come back. One of the warnings, it's going to be like it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's amazing to me. And we end with this. Jesus, his kingdom, it's a kingdom of light. In 1 John 1:5, this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness, no, none at all. Revelation 20:11 tells us that when Jesus comes back, listen, the sun and the moon will flee from the presence of his face. Revelation 19:11 tells us that his eyes are like a flame of fire. Revelation 19:15 and 16 says that in that day, out of his mouth will go forth a sharp two-edged sword. He's coming back in righteousness and in holiness and in pure light. The Bible says when Jesus comes back, Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, that it is the revelation of Christ, the unveiling. Jesus is talking about his second coming. Only those who can see, though, can see the signs. Can you see the signs?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, in a presentation called Is the Kingdom of God Near? It's a question that serves as the title of a series within our series through Luke's New Testament narrative, chapter 17 and verses 20 through 30. Part of our teacher's verse-by-verse journey through this eyewitness New Testament record, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Remember, if you haven't logged on to realradioactive.org lately, we invite you to pay us a visit. You'll find our newly formatted website easy to navigate. Just point and click for podcasts, MP3s, recent broadcasts of Real Radio. We have resources, special offers, even local events in Southern California, our nation, and beyond that affect us all as believers. The new realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Our toll-free telephone number, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact information can easily be found at realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.